there's a whole element of the broader political dialogue that is basically suggesting that public services of all kinds are not really needed, and that everything should be pay as you go, and that, you know, upper income people afford private schools, they should go to private, you know, there's a whole element of our political discussion that is about privatizing everything that used to be a public service. And then, of course, that leaves low-income people in a much more difficult situation. They can't afford those services at the same levels, and they're often not available in places where poor people live. And so infrastructure, to me, is also a victim of that broader political dialogue. You know, the question of, like, is it the role of government to invest in having good roads and good schools and good sewer system, or is that, you know, you pay for what you can, and if you can't pay for it, you don't have access to that stuff. And I feel like we're seeing those debates play out in every city right now on a whole range of public services. And to me, infrastructure is really another kind of public service. I mean, it has monumental implications, but when you're a resident of a low-income community and you rely on your transit system and the sewer system to work and to not have water backing up in your basement, you know, these are things that people cannot afford to pay on the private market that historically we've had government provide. And, you know, we really have to confront that attack on public services head on and see infrastructure investment as a piece of it.